Rental fraud occurs when a victim pays money to rent accommodation, typically in the form of a deposit, and then afterwards they discover that that transaction was fraudulent. So just a few examples of rental fraud. So the fraudster claims to be out of the country. They can't show the renter the property unless they pay the deposit first. You then pay your deposit and then you're at the loss of the deposit. The fraudster is living in the property. They show a number of people the property. They get a deposit from several people and then they're gone. Adios. They disappear with your money. The transaction appears normal until the renter finds out that the property doesn't actually even exist. It's already occupied or that the keys don't work, and then at that stage the so-called landlord has disappeared. So there's plenty of advice there in relation to accommodation fraud warning signs, and it's at the Angarda Síochána website, garda.ie. Fraudsmart.ie is actually another great website for scam and fraud advice.
And I think too, just they work by putting pressure on us. You have to be quick. It's going. Get in now. You'll miss out. And you know, mom or dad or both are trying to make the right decision, and the teenage, if we don't get this now, we're going to lose it.
Well, yeah. When the CAO offers come out, for example, the panic will be on that evening straight away, especially if it's some of the big cities, Dublin, Galway, Cork. You know, if it's one of those areas and think it's going to be snapped up, we need to get in there and we need, you know, we need to act now. And as you say, there's a sense of urgency.
Yeah, sadly work, isn't it?
Yeah, but just anybody, look, before the offers come out, go on there, go on to the Garda website or fraudsmart.ie, read up on rent fraud.